Rangers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
The Columbus Clippers get set to take on the Indianapolis Indians. It is game four of a six-game series. Left-hander Adam Scott will pitch for Columbus. He is 4-3 on the year with a 7.43 ERA. Osvaldo Beto will pitch for Indianapolis, 1-5, a 5.16 ERA. Scott Leo, Matt Andrews with you from the ballpark. The Clippers have won two in a row in this series after Indy took the opener. And Matt, the last couple of days, the difference has been the Clippers have pitched it well, and they've jumped out to an early lead.
And this Indy team has played them well all season, Scott, so it'll be important to do that again. It's Irish Heritage Night here, and Columbus 3.5 back in the division with an important Friday night game, another beautiful night here in the Arena District.
That might be the biggest story. Memphis continues to beat Nashville, which allows the Clippers to get closer and closer after they just lost 5 out of 6 head-to-head to Nashville and fell 5.5 back. A win tonight with another Memphis win over Nashville. The Clippers could be within 2.5 going into the weekend. Starting lineups and first pitch come your way next. It's the Clippers and the Indianapolis Indians right here on your home for Clippers baseball, Fox Sports 920.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
It is game four of this six-game series. Columbus and Indianapolis set to do battle again tonight. Here at Huntington Park, the Clippers and the Indians have gone like this. Indianapolis won the series opener here on Tuesday. That was a 5-2 Indy win. The Clippers bounced back, winning 8-3 on Wednesday, and a day game yesterday, a 7-0 win for the home team. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Indianapolis Indians, as they interplay today with a record of 41-44, and it'll be Tecupia Marano who will lead off and play second base for the Pirates' top farm affiliate. Then it's the major league rehabber Greg Allen in center field hitting second. G-Way Bay bats third at short. Cleaning up at third, Rodolfo Castro. Bly Madris bats fifth and right. Hitting sixth in left field is Travis Swaggerty. Carter Benz will bat seventh. He's the DH. Hitting eighth at first is Mason Martin. And Taylor Davis will bat ninth and do the catching. On the hill for Indianapolis is Osvaldo Beto. For Columbus, it looks like this tonight. Leading off in center, Will Benson. Top prospect Tyler Freeman bats second, plays second. Richie Palacios is the three-hitter in left. Cleaning up in right is Will Brennan. Five-hitter shortstop is Gabriel Arias. It'll be Bo Naylor doing the catching, hitting sixth. Batting seventh at first, Trenton Brooks. The eight-hitter is the designated hitter, David Fry. Jose Fermin bats ninth and plays third base. Columbus is 49-38, AAA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. On the hill for Columbus will be Adam Scott, the left-hander, 4-3 on the year, an ERA of 7.43 for Scott. It's his 21st appearance of the year, his 12th in a starting role. 53 and a third innings log, has walked 35, has struck out 51. The league batting .285 against the Southpaw. And for Adam Scott, it's about giving his team a chance to win like the last 2 days. Peyton Battenfield was as good as any Clipper starter we've seen all year, as he took a perfect game into the sixth and finished the day just shy of a complete game. He went 8 innings of shutout ball. Game time conditions, 85 degrees at first pitch, partly cloudy skies overhead. And we've really been lucky weather-wise this week. The high temperatures have come down just a bit. We've had a cooling breeze when we've needed it, and the folks here in Columbus have been out night after night. Good crowds here to see this series. Here's the game's first pitch. It is outside for a ball. We are underway at 7:06. Game time conditions brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Every piece is important. Fastball at 93 from the lefty. And Tecopita is looking at a 1-1 count. This one is off the outside corner. Marcano, 22 years of age. Here's a swing and a miss. And what was confusing me earlier as I was learning a little bit about the Indianapolis second baseman, he's from Tecopita, Venezuela. Here's strike three, and the leadoff man is out on strikes. So his first name is the same as his hometown city. It'd be like if my broadcast partner tonight, Matt Andrews, was from Matthew, Ohio.
Or St. Andrews, Scotland.
There you go. Greg Allen left the game on Wednesday after a rain delay. We were delayed a little over an hour, so he didn't play after that. And then yesterday, a day off. Allen has appeared in 3 games total for Indy, 2 for his first 6 at the plate, trying to work his way back to Pittsburgh. Check swing on a pitch that misses, and he didn't go. It's 1-1. Here's a chopper back up the middle, and that's going to be played by the shortstop, Arias. The throw, though, is wild. It's going to hit off the facing of the Columbus dugout as it goes way over the head of Trenton Brooks. And Allen is aboard. Should be an infield hit. He should be 3 for 7 during this rehab stint. So here's G-Way Bay for the first time. Adam Scott, his 4th appearance against Indianapolis this year, his 3rd start against the Indians. But he's allowed 6 earned runs over just 5 1/3 against this lineup. Bay swings and misses on the first pitch off speed. It's 0-1. Indianapolis in the scarlet-red jersey tops, the black numbers and letters, the white trim, the gray pants, black caps. Pitches outside for a ball. Now, you don't have to say scarlet and red, but I kind of merged the two because it's not really an Ohio State scarlet, but it's also not what I would call a true red. So we might need to get an official ruling on the shade for these Indianapolis Indians. 1-1 pitch is a strike.
Well, let's ask Howard Kelman, who, oh, wait, they're in Indianapolis.
Ball and 2 strikes quickly here to Bay. World of remote broadcasting. Some of our friends at the big networks have been doing that. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Goes through the legs of Naylor, and that's going to allow Allen to move up. See how they score this. Wild pitch versus pass ball. Either way, Allen was not running initially, and he sees this ball get in the dirt, and he actually comes right off the end of Naylor's catcher's mitt and goes right through the 5-hole. Yeah,
that should be a pass ball, I think.
It is. Pass ball. Not because you said so. They told
us. Right. They told us that.
But you were right. Oh. Here's the 2-2. And this one is fouled down the left field side. That'll get to the concourse. Clippers in the traditional white jersey tops and pants, the navy caps that...
Those are white.
Chartreuse C on the front. And they are. They are. The clubhouse staff does such a good job here. They keep them white with the bleach. We await the 2-2 pitch to Bay. Runner on second, one down. Just getting things started tonight. Party at the park Friday night. Irish Heritage Night as well. Pitch in the dirt outside to the lefty batter. In honor of the Dublin Irish Festival, the largest Irish festival, I assume, anywhere in the world except for Ireland.
Head up the Dublin way early August.
3-2 pitch. Low and outside. That's ball four, and Bay has walked. And so Adam Scott has to work out of some trouble here. Two on with only one down for Rodolfo Castro.
Scoreboard graphics are in green. Very festive.
I have brought my red hair.
Your red roots are here.
Irish festival, absolutely. Here's the pitch. Castro looks at a pitch that, again, is low in the dirt, kicks away from Naylor, and both runners will move up. This one's a wild pitch, and it's second and third with only one out, right out of the gates.
Caught some of the game yesterday, Scott, on the radio. Rather tidy, less than 220, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Game time?
If you were a little late turning in, you missed most of it. That's what happens when you get good pitching, and obviously the pitch clock, I think, gets some credit here. We've seen these games speed up this year with the enforcement of those pitch timing rules. Yeah, 213 officially yesterday. 1-1 pitch, and it's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, Peyton Battenfield was excellent. No walks. Six strikeouts over eight innings. Allowed just three hits. Jared Eichhoff was a starter for Indy, and he pitched pretty well also. Tough luck loser in a game like that, but Clippers finally broke it open with a five-spot lead. Ground ball, third base, fair ball. Fielded by Fermin. Long throw across the diamond. Bounces twice and goes under the glove of first baseman Trenton Brooks. Two runs will score here. One on the batted ball, one on the error. It'll be an E5 charge to Fermin, and Indianapolis has a 2-0 lead. Should be a fielder's choice off the bat of Castro, allowing Allen to score, and then an E5 bringing home Bay. Not the kind of start the Clippers wanted, especially after such a well-played, clean game yesterday, pitching and defense. Bly Madris in the box. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to him, Madris. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Castro, his lead from first. The 0-1. Shot towards left field. Palacios is in. He'll make the catch. On the move for out number two. Castro back to first. Well, best thing for Adam Scott here would be to get a couple of quick outs and just get off the field. A chance to maybe hit that reset button.
21 pitches already. Couple runs. One earned, one unearned thus far. Now Swaggerty.
Some of it his doing, some not. Gave up an infield single and a walk. Pass ball allowed runners to move over. The error gives up one of the runs, at least to this point. Here's a pitch fouled away by Swaggerty, and it's nothing and one.
First start since June 7th for Adam Scott, and that was against Indy over at Victory Field, but he only pitched a third of an inning. 11 and a third in 9 games of relief since then. So maybe a couple few innings for Scott. Obviously, it doesn't help that his pitch count's up high in the first. Swaggerty swings and misses on a high fastball. That'll do it. Here in the top of the first, 2 runs, 1 hit, a walk, an error, a man left. And after a half, Indy 2, Clippers headed to the bat rack.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's. Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
6 years of age from the Dominican Republic. 6'3", 205, AA Altoona, AAA Indianapolis, his 2 stops a year ago. Vito has faced the Clippers 3 times in his career, no decisions, a 2.35 ERA, giving up, listen to this, 10 runs, but only 2 earned over 7 2/3 innings. And the first pitch of his night is outside, ball 1 to Will Benson. Benson, Freeman, Palacios to get it started for the Clippers. Benson takes outside. Shift is on against Will. Looks at a pitch away. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. If you're not at the ballpark tonight, you are missing the latest and greatest Ohio Lottery Fantastic Friday. Here's a strike. Folks in attendance tonight could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Now, if you're nearby, you could still get here. Ball 4 to Benson. He goes down to first base. If tonight is off the table, mark your calendar, the next Ohio Lottery Fantastic Friday, August 19th. So the Clippers get a leadoff walk, and Tyler Freeman is coming up. Freeman, right-handed batting second baseman, checking in at 249, 4 homers, 37 runs batted in, takes a first pitch strike. Vito sets and pitches, runner goes, swung on, lined into right field, fair ball. It'll drop just inside the line. Benson was off and running, and so he was actually already standing on second base and had stopped, only to realize it was a fair ball and advance on to third. They're on the corners. Good piece of hitting there by Freeman. Richie Palacios to the plate. Freeman had a 21-game on-base streak that ended a couple of weeks back. Since then, he's failed to reach in four of his last 10 games. So that's a good start for Freeman tonight. A base hit to give Columbus a pair of runners. First pitch, a strike to Palacios. Right-hander sets. The 0-1. Fastball low. 1-1. Two to nothing, Indianapolis, the early lead. Palacios, red batting gloves, lifts that bat up over his left shoulder. 1-1 pitch is a strike at the knees, 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, swing and a foul tip. Palacios chased and just got a little bit of it, sending it back to the screen. Actually hit the padded backstop below the screen and caromed back out to the catcher, Davis. 1-2 pitch. This one fouled back to the screen. Osvaldo Beto, Matt, is listed at 6'3", 205. Thin build. Right-hander with good velocity. Got those long locks coming out of the back of that fitted Indianapolis Indians cap. Deals here. It's a wild one. It almost hits Palacios. And Freeman is up to second base. A wild pitch.
Six-three looks a little generous to me. I'm not saying he's 6 feet or 6'1", but it's a pretty big number for a guy that doesn't quite look that high, that tall.
Here's the 2-2. Slap foul off the netting above the Indianapolis dugout. You know how the game program height and weight can go. Sometimes you get an inch taller or put on 10 pounds of muscle, at least on paper.
That's right.
2-2 pitch. And this one is stroked towards the right field corner. They were playing him the opposite way. Palacios does the trick. It bounces off the warning track. Two runs will score. Richie wants third base. The throw is late. It is a triple for Richie Palacios, and he ties this game 2-2. RBIs 25 and 26 for the Columbus left fielder. A lengthy at bat, and he was able to pull it into the right field corner.
And as you said, they were playing him over to right center, and Madris had to go a long way to get it. When Palacios left the bat, he knew it was going to find that corner, and he did not hesitate as he hit first and then second, getting to third base.
And Beto is going to get a visit here from the pitching coach, Dan Meyer. Talked about a lengthy first inning of work for Adam Scott. Beto's headed in the same direction. I think Scott threw about 25 pitches in the first inning. And Beto's already thrown 15 with nobody out. Will Brennan is the batter. Swinging a chopper. Second base. Fielding it. Going away from the first base bag, but still able to make the play as Marcano. And so that'll be a 4-3 put out, but it's a run producer. Give Brennan his 32nd RBI of the year. And the Clippers, just like that, have the lead at 3-2. Marcano was headed into the hole there, and because he had to go that far, it took any chance of him throwing home out of the equation. If he can charge in on a ball hit right at him, Palacios had already broken home. Yeah. So maybe you throw home in that situation, but not being forced to move laterally. your percentage on an out at home are pretty minuscule at that point, so you take what is given. Gabriel Arias at the plate. It's a one ball, one strike count. The Clippers shortstop swings and lines this one foul against the screen. 1-2. Here's the pitch. And this one is hit towards the right field corner. That's going to be a foul ball. Tailed a bit too much on Arias. And bounces on the wrong side of the chalk down near the 318 sign. How about the fact that Freeman, right-handed batter, goes opposite field to right. Palacios, left-handed batter, pulls it to right, and now you've got Arias trying to hit it in that direction as well. So whether it's a righty or a lefty, the Clippers are picking on Bly Madris down there in the right field corner. Swing and a foul tip on a fastball at 96. 1-2 the count. Here it comes. Fouls back, another fastball. And I don't think the Indianapolis Indians had these guys on their scouting report as being inclined to hit the ball to right the way the outfield was shifted. Swing and a miss here. Arias is out. And there's the second out of the inning and the first strikeout for Bidoux. Osvaldo Bidoux. The catcher is Bo Naylor, and he's the batter. First pitch ball, low and inside. Good crowd on hand tonight. This one's outside. We've had the largest Huntington Park crowd of the year during this homestand, 10,771 on Tuesday, Diamond Dog Night, of course.
Trust me, I noticed that checking the box score Wednesday morning, like, well, I know why there was such a great crowd on that beautiful evening.
2-1 pitch is fouled back, absolutely. And actually, it's like clockwork, having done this many years. The June Diamond Dog dates and the July Diamond Dog dates are going to be overflow crowds almost every single week that the Clippers are at home in those months, especially when it's like this week when the weather's great. Now, we had 10,100 here on Wednesday night, and then yesterday for the day game, a little over 9,200. A lot of folks playing hooky from the office, hoping that boss didn't know they were not actually at a lunch meeting. They were at a baseball game. There's a bouncer foul towards the Columbus dugout. 2-2 the count to Naylor. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Changes speeds and he gets a lefty batter out in front. And that will do it for Columbus in the first. They score three times. Two hits, a walk, nobody left. After one, 3-2, Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Each year, Ohioans are injured and killed in train car accidents that could have been avoided with properly functioning gates and flashing lights. Facts show that gates and lights together prevent more train car accidents than stop signs or crosswalks alone. How can you help? Approach all crossings with caution and report bad railroad crossings at angelsontrack.org. That's angelsontrack.org. Because bad crossings kill good drivers. Sponsored by Angels on Track, aired by OAB and this station.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Indianapolis scored two in the first, but the Clippers came back with three of their own. So it's 3-2 home team as we go to the second, and Carter Benz will lead it off. 7, 8, and 9. Benz, Martin, and Davis set to bat for Indy. And the left-hander, Scott, lets it fly. It's outside. Ball one. One-oh pitch. Outside as well. Two balls, no strikes. Benz from Concord, California. 6'215", right-handed hitter, takes the low. Benz. He's robbed of a homer. When a ball hit the center field, Will Brennan went up over the center field wall, caught it with his glove going into the baby pine trees out there and brought it back.
Thought I'd see that on SportsCenter.
There's a two-hopper over to third base. It'll be fielded there by Fermin. Fermin makes a good throw this time. He got hit with an error in the first. One down. It was on SportsCenter. It was the top play on, well, I guess it was number one on SportsCenter top plays. If you remember, back in the old days, I was telling somebody this, and, you know, I was talking about the days of Dan Patrick and Keith Oberman hosting SportsCenter. They looked at me like I rode a horse and buggy to school or something.
Who are they? Somebody said, right?
Breaking ball, swing and a miss. But they used to have what I think were, it wasn't called top plays, but it was the SportsCenter top 10. This one's outside for ball. It sounds like it's the same thing. I don't really see SportsCenter all that often, but somebody sent me the clip of Will Brennan making the catch, and right before he caught it, they did put the graphic up. It said number one, so they must still rank the top plays. And Will Brennan was numero uno.
Oh, man, if your sports media knowledge should know that.
Thank
you.
Well, I did know it. I'm telling you right now. The 1-2 pitch. There's a ball lined foul just past first base. I was just admitting that I didn't know it until like 2 days ago.
Got it. Catch.
There's a lot of things I don't know, and I'm not afraid to admit it. It's a rather lengthy list, actually. Scott with the 1-2. Called third strike. Late and deliberate call from Jacob Metz, the plate umpire, but there was a no-doubter. Falls right in at the knees, just above the knees, heart of the plate, and that is the third strikeout for the Clippers' lefty starter. Here comes Taylor Davis. Breaking ball strike. Bo Naylor sets the sign. Here's the pitch. The 0-1 is hit foul. Nothing in two, the count. And the pitch. Down and outside. 1-2. Now, nothing against ESPN SportsCenter, but when you and I were growing up, we were watching it at a time when that was the way you found out everything that was happening, say, for the day in Major League Baseball. I have an app on my phone, several, but
yeah,
the MLB app, for example, I can watch any game I want whenever I want.
When you and I were growing up, we didn't have cable. Now, unlike every seemingly youth on the planet today that's got a YouTube account that can watch any highlight at any point in their day and doesn't have to be on SportsCenter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's uber convenient, but also in some ways has ruined me. Because, for example, swing and a miss by Davis. He's out on strikes.
Hold that thought, will you?
I will come back to this in just a moment. How about Adam Scott? A bounce back inning, a 1-2-3 frame. He strikes out a pair. 3-2 Columbus after an inning and a half.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Two, Clippers the lead, and the Clippers coming to the plate. Bottom of the second, Trenton Brooks will get it started for the home team. Brooks, Fry, Vermeen. Bottom third of the order. First pitch outside, ball one. Clippers scored three runs off a pair of hits in the first. There was a single from Freeman and a two-run triple from Palacios. Will Brennan drove in the other run on a ground out. Brooks fouls this one back. So we were talking about the age of instant gratification, specifically when it comes to our sports highlight consumption. And it kind of... Here's a ball that's hit a mile in the air from Brooks over on the first base side. Martin... He's going to watch it get back into the seats. It's kind of anticlimactic, to be honest, because, for example, I have the MLB app. And I have it set for notifications on certain things. One of the options is for highlight plays. So if somebody makes a Will Brennan-like catch, they go leaping over the wall and rob somebody of a homer, within moments of that happening, no matter what ballpark it happens in, my phone pings... I click a button, and I see that highlight. The problem is, the digital native generation, the youngsters growing up now, will not know the anticipation of waiting until days in to see all of those plays in one package as kind of like a treat at the end of the day. Swing and a miss, and Brooks is out on strikes. He does, came three in a row.
So you don't have to wait until the Jimmy Crumb Sports at 6:20.
Right.
Or the Dan Patrick highlight reel at 11:45.
Right.
It's just all right there.
Right. Now, I will say that my dad probably felt the exact same way about SportsCenter compared to, of course, the way he would then... consume that stuff, which may be getting it descriptively announced on the radio as it's happening. Here's a ball foul.
Which we prefer. even today.
Right. And so,
or another example, a lot of these games, whether it's your favorite big league team or your favorite college football team, there was one or two of those on each Saturday.
Yeah. Called third strike here on an 0-2 pitch to Fry, and that's four consecutive strikeouts for the Indy starter. He's really starting to settle in. Here comes the nine hitter, Jose Fermin. I'll tell you a story. In the late 1950s, early 1960s, my grandparents, my dad's parents, bought the first color television on their street. And some of their friends and neighbors would come over to watch, say, an Ohio State football game. Here's a pitch fouled away. In color.
Color TV.
They'd come over to watch it at the Leo's house because it's in color. I guess it'd probably been 60s, maybe? Early 60s, mid-60s? Here's a pitch taken for a ball. Two balls and one strike to Fermin. The world's a much smaller place.
Times have changed.
There's a ball hit back up the middle, and that's going to be the shortstop, Bay, who makes a tremendous stop. He will field it behind the second base bag, spins and throws a dart to Martin, and they'll get the speedy Jose Fermin. Listen for the notification on your smartphone, and you can rewatch it. It's 3-2 Clippers after two.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, it's Mina from Good Bones for Window Nation, my company of choice for new windows. When it comes to cost and quality, you simply cannot do better than Window Nation. For about half the cost of national brands, you get equal, if not better, quality. And those savings can add up to thousands of dollars, not to mention the added value to your home.
Now, buy two windows, get two free, plus get 0% interest for 60 months, five full years.
Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here come the Indianapolis Indians in the third. It's Clippers 3, Indians 2, and on with the play-by-play, my broadcast partner, esteemed colleague, Matt Andrews.
Fun to be with you, Scott. Thanks. Did you get the ping on your cell phone to alert you of that play? First pitch?
I did.
So Marcano is lifted into left field for Palacios. He's on to get it. One pitch, one out. Top of the batting order here for Indy in the third with Columbus leading 3-2.
Our producer, Larry Mitchell, has set up push notifications, right? Is that what they're called? So you can't opt out.
You're the professor here. I don't know.
Come right to your phone. Push notifications.
Push, as in shove?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and sometimes it is a shove right in your face.
Here's the Major League rehabber, Greg Allen. Right-hand batter takes a strike from Scott. There is action in the bullpen for Columbus. They've got Pinto, the right-hander, warming up. Swing and a miss. Scott's quickly ahead, 0-2. That off-speed pitch cut and miss. Each team scoring in the first. Columbus got three after Indy scored twice. Scott comes back to Allen. Fastball high and tight. 1-2 on the righty from the left-handed pitcher. Outfield straight away with a very, very light breeze. Hardly blowing out to center. Flags are down on the poles out there. Ground ball back to the box. Speared on one box. Bounced by Scott. He'll throw it on to first. 1-3, Allen retired. Hard bouncer back to the mound for out number two. Scott put the glove out to the right of his hip. Flawless play. The two-out batter is Bay. Bay walked and scored in the first. He bats left from Scott. Swung on. Fly ball left. Backpedaling Palacios. Quick and easy. 1-2-3 third. And Scott's retired eight straight. Home third coming up. Clippers lead 3-2.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Great Friday evening in the Arena District. Columbus and Indianapolis. Two of the old guards from the IOS battling in the new IOS. And the Clippers have a 3-2 lead. Top of the batting order in the third for Columbus. Will Benson will start things. Walked and scored in the first. Lead leader in runs and on-base percentage. Bats for the second time, and he's a left-handed batter stepping in and now stepping out. Osvaldo Bido, right-hander working, and gets a breaking ball in for a called strike. Benson's 69th walk of the year to lead off the game, and he came in to score. The pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-2. Freeman and then Palacios in the Columbus third. The pitch, it's high and tight. Fastball rode up there from Beto, 1-2. Shortstop shades up the middle bay. The pitch is outside. 2-2. Upfield straight away for Benson. Here's the kick and the pitch. Slider check swing. He did not go in the appeal to third. Justin Robinson said he held, and now it's a full count. Sixteen homers on the year for Benson, including one yesterday. Strike three swinging there on a breaking ball that came back into the left-handed batter, one out. Out of Freeman, a single and a run scored in the first. Four-game hitting streak now. And 4 out of 13 in this series. He's the one-out batter in the third, and he hits right. Right-hander delivers, and a bouncing ball in the hole, charging and circling Bay from the shortstop spot. The throw not in time. Good job to circle and get it over there in the hole, but then he had to deal with Freeman, who runs well, and he was able to leg it out for a one-out infield hit. And Freeman's 2-for-2. Richie Palacios. Strong throw, better speed. Palacios, two-run triple back in the first. He yanked it into the right field corner and then showed his wheels. That tied the game at two. Runner going, pitches high, the throw down. And it gets away from the shortstop Bay as he tried to swipe back on the tag of Freeman. Stolen base for Tyler Freeman. Puts him in scoring position. Clippers by Arana. One out here in the third, looking to add to it with Palacios. A triple now means Richie's hitting 12 straight games for the Clippers. Ball one on the left-hand batter. And Beto brings it. And it's a swing and a pop foul on a play left side. 1-1. Pinto still warming. He'll be the man, it looks like, for the Clippers to pitch the fourth. Three runs on three hits for the home team. Two runs on a hit for Indianapolis. Beto at the belt. To the plate. Palacio swings away and sends a high fly ball way back in her right, but back there is Madris. He's under it, makes a catch on the track, and throws a seed to the bag at second. No advancement there from Freeman, and it's a good thing because Madris made a solid strike throw right to the bag. Palacio's just getting under one to deep right, and the two-out batter is Will Brennan. His ground out of the first broke a 2-2 tie. Freeman still at second, two out. The first pitch of the lefty is a breaking ball low and inside. Ball one. Take a look at your International League scoreboard here as we play in this half inning and on to the fourth. Swing, and we'll wait to the fourth, and a fly ball to the right center. Going to be tracked down by Allen. Center fielder went over towards right center to hold it in. A hit, one left, and through three, Columbus leads Indy 3-2.
Come on, y'all ready?
They sing, they dance, they wear yoga pants. They are Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show.
And you can hear them on your station.
Now that that's taken care of, that's it for you. You're done.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
That's the end of it.
It's weeknights, and it's right here.
It's a fair point. You know, come on, I mean, you got to be real.
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
As summer heats up, make this a year to remember for the right reasons. You've got your new boat, and you're ready to take to the water. But are you ready? For your sake and for the sake of everyone else on the water, practice safe boating by knowing the laws of the state of Ohio. Look into a safe boating course with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources or the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Go online to ohiodnr.gov. Make memories for a lifetime on the awesome waterways of Ohio for the right reasons. This message is a public service of Paul's Marine in Lewis Center.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Clippers have a 3-2 lead as we play on this Friday night on to the fourth inning. And the Clippers going to go to the bullpen. Adam Scott went three innings and a spot start, a hit, two runs, one earned. A walk and four strikeouts, a wild pitch, and the new pitcher is righty Aaron Pinto. 26-year-old out of West Covina, California. 24th round pick by Cleveland in 2018. And Pinto set to get the middle third of the order here on the fourth. Scott retired the final eight in face. Rodolfo Castro reached on the fielder's choice, producing a run batted in the first, and they lead off the fourth. Left-hand batter wearing that yellow shin guard on his right foot. Pinto's first pitch. It's upstairs, a check swing, ball one. Castro, Madris, Swaggerty here in the Indianapolis fourth. Clippers leading 3-2. Pitch inside. A ball there from Pinto. Pinto, 2-2 on the year with an ERA of 5.37. There's a called strike. Knees on the outside edge at 93. 26th appearance, 25th in relief for Pinto. Does have a save. He's back to the plate. And a slider in for a called strike at the knees. 2-2. The pitch, missing inside, ball three to run it full. Leadoff batter here in the fourth. Triple-A affiliate of the Pirates, the Indianapolis Indians. 3-2 from Pinto. Breaking ball to inside, ball four. And that's a leadoff walk. So Castro to first, and here's Bly Madris. Madris flying to left his first time. 4 out of 12 in this series. Series where Columbus has a 2-1 edge. Infield a double play depth. Righty to lefty here in the first pitch. Fastball. He buries it low and inside. Ball one. So as promised, the Huntington IL scoreboard, earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The pitch. Madris takes fastball up and outside. It's 2-0. Outfield playing Madris to pull around towards right. Pinto back to the plate. He misses up and outside. Ball three. Through the fifth inning tonight in Syracuse, Jacksonville has a 3-0 lead over the Syracuse Mets. Needing a strike to 3-0 from Pinto. Madris takes high ball four to a 4-pitch walk. Back-to-back free passes here to open up the fourth. Issued by Aaron Pinto. Castro on to second. Madris runs at first. The batter, Travis Swaggerty. Swaggerty struck out swinging to end the first. In Moosic tonight, Grand Wilkes-Barre has a 3-0 lead over the Louisville Bats. That's in the fifth. Two men on, nobody out. They're in on the corner. Swaggerty looks at a first pitch breaking ball for a called strike. Lehigh Valley has a 2-0 lead tonight in Uptown Charlotte over the Charlotte Knights at games in the third. Pinto to the left-hand batting Swaggerty. Sets and deals. Late cut and a foul ball to the screen left side. Makes it 0-2. We're in the fourth inning tonight. Frontier Field in Rochester. No score. Omaha and the Rochester Red Wings. Pinto's 0-2 to Swaggerty. The set and the pitch. Inside with a fastball, 1-2. Harbor Park in Norfolk tonight. Third inning. The Worcester Sox have a 2-0 lead over the Norfolk Tides. Durham has gone atop the other division in the International League, and they're playing at Gwinnett tonight in the fourth inning. There's one hit foul down the left side, now to play. One ball, two strikes. Gwinnett with the early 1-0 lead in that game. About to start in Nashville. Nashville has not won since last Saturday here in Columbus. They're about to start with Memphis. Three games up on the Clippers in the International League West. 3.5. This ball is lifted in the air to left field. Sprinting in, Palacios still coming. Foul ground, slides and caught it. Great play in foul territory. Beyond the bullpen, Palacios, a running, sliding effort to take one in foul ground away from Swaggerty. That's a big first out and a heck of an effort. My goodness. Give it up there to Palacios. He came up quickly, throwing it in, keeping Bay at second base. It's a foul out, but still, you put a star by it. Carter Benz grounded a third his first time. One of those right here could get the reliever Pinto through the inning. First and second now, one away. Pinto sets and brings it. It's in there at the knees, a called strike. About to start in St. Paul, the Mud Ducks and the St. Paul Saints. Also about to get underway in Des Moines, Iowa, hosting Buffalo. Let's check your IL board tonight. Fastball at the knees, strike called, and it's 0-2. Benz nothing out of 13 in the series. It's a big old hang with him thus far. He's down two strikes with two on and one out. Pinto exhales and brings it. Swing and a miss. Two out. Hunter Benz would like to forget the series thus far. The batter is Mason Martin, who struck out looking in the second. Scott punched out four. Pinto gets his first. And here's the left-handed batting Martin. He's working out a 1-for-11 series thus far. Righty to lefty, first one. Martin takes low, snap bluffed at first by Naylor, who tried to entertain it. He is throwing behind the runner over there, Madris, but no throw. Ball on the call. Back-to-back walks to start this fourth. Castro and Madris before a foul left by Swaggerty on a fine play by Palacios. A strikeout of Benz, and there's a called strike to the looking Martin, and it's 1-1. Taylor Davis out of the ninth spot, due next. 3-2 Clippers, two on here in the Indianapolis fourth, and the pitch is a breaking ball low to run the count of 2-1. First baseman Martin waits. The 2-1 from Pinto. Breaking ball, called strike on the outside edge. 2-2. Pinto trying to end the frame here. The 2-2 and a swing and a ground ball wide of shortstop to the right of the second base bag. Arias goes over towards second to make the pickup and the throw. The pull was on for Martin, and the shift works at time. 6-3 to end the inning. Home fourth coming up. Clippers lead 3-2.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Oh, wow. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte Powder Packs. Feel better fast.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Great night to be on the berm here at Huntington Park. They're in left center field between the 365 and 405 markers. We've had some great weather this week here in the capital city, and tonight no exception. Expecting a good weekend. Clippers 3, Indianapolis 2. Gabriel Arias to lead off the fourth. Vito's done a nice job of settling in after the first three batters in this game. In fact, he's retired 9 of the last 10. Arias from the right side fouls the first one back to start the fourth, strike one. A walk, a single, and a triple before a ground out made it 3-2 Columbus, rallying from two down. This was the first four batters in the first, but after the ground out, he got four straight strikeouts, retired the side in order in the second, one out hit in the third. Arias takes a breaking ball low, the count 2-1. Arias is homer to the series, one out of eight. Righty on righty as Beto brings it. Arias swings it and bounces foul at third into the Indianapolis dugout. 2-2. It's Indianapolis affiliated with Pittsburgh, as we mentioned. Prior to that, they were with Milwaukee for a few years. Breaking ball is down. Up through 99, they were the AAA affiliate of Cincinnati. Then the Reds left Indianapolis, went to Louisville, where they still are. Swinging a pop-up, foul off first base, sprinting in Martin, the first baseman, going over to the catcher, Davis. He reaches up and makes a catch. We've had two really nice plays in foul ground on the warning track. Davis, the catcher, went over against the netting, and with a basket-style grab, having to fight everything, including the man in the first row, taking a picture, he came together with him after he made the catch. Incredible, Scott.
Yeah, great play. Just enough real estate there for him to make that catch. If that ball is just a couple of feet wide of where it landed, it's going to hit the net before it gets down
to him. It's out of play.
It's out of play.
Yeah. And I don't know what would have happened had the cameraman made contact with the catcher prior to the catch, but it didn't happen.
Through the net, yeah.
I think it's still play on, and the result of the play ends it, right?
Right.
Bo Naylor at the plate. Two strikes quickly. One gone here in the fourth. 3-2, the Clippers lead as Naylor takes one outside to the backstop.
You're talking about the Indianapolis Indians and their former parent clubs. The suite level at Victory Field, they have portraits of some of the most well-known Indianapolis Indians, and a lot of them are old Cincinnati Reds that, you know, during that era you had some great stars coming up in the Reds organization that went through Indianapolis, and some from the Brew Crew as well.
2-2 is fouled back. But a lot of those, some of those Reds stars coming up didn't play there at Victory Field.
Right.
They would have been out over by the racetrack where they played prior to going to Victory Field, I think in 96,
yes.
If my memory serves me right.
95 or 96, Busch Stadium.
Busch Stadium, yeah.
Not to be confused with the Busch Stadium they had in St. Louis.
Far from it. 3-2 pitch, foul back. I went there to take a tour. I don't know, it was probably 04, 05. Jim Kelch and I drove over and gave it a look, and not a ton of it left, but there were some great stories from that place. 3-2. It's low, ball four to Naylor. Breaking ball is down, and he's on with a one-out walk.
Not that different from the old ballpark we had here in Cooper Stadium.
Very good point.
In the sense that it was in a neighborhood, similar type of structure with the way the grandstands jutted out. I went through it as well. Actually, I took my wife and my son. We were over on that side of town in Indy one time, and we walked through the weeds and took some photos and checked the place out.
Quick throw on to first base. Safely Naylor is back. Crawls back to the bank. Brooks the batter. Trent Brooks 0-for-1. Struck out in the second. One on, one out. Clippers lead by a run. We're in the home half of the fourth. Beto stretches and throws. Swing and a shot fouled under the right field corner. There's a Shift onto the right side of the infield for Brooks. Three to the right side of second with only the third baseman Castro over there playing the hole between short and third. I will never forget, in growing up, before I had any inkling at all that I wanted to get into baseball radio and at AAA and Louisville, the runner starts for second, a step ball by Beto, threw it back the first turn the wrong way, and he threw it late. They had a lucky. He started, lost his footing between first and second, was able to hop up and come back to first without a good throw from Beto.
Yeah, Beto just spun the wrong way, and then he threw kind of flat-footed, kind of off the wrong foot.
Swing and a miss. Quickly, two strikes on Brooks. I will never forget, back to the story, as now the catcher, Davis, pays a visit to the mound, and they want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Beto and Marcano join in. Watching the AAA All-Star game Indianapolis hosted, it was in the late 90s after their new facility was up, and seeing Victory Field on TV when it was on the national broadcast, was I think on an ESPN affiliate, maybe ESPN2. 0-2 to Brooks. A swing and a fly ball center field, hit well. Going back out on warning track at the wall. Leaps gone! Two-run home run out the front door for Brooks. Otto went back and tried to bring it back, similar to earlier in the series, to no avail. Brooks makes it a two-run shot to center and a Columbus 5-2 lead.
Yeah, that ball was driven. We don't have the wind blowing out tonight like we've had a little bit during this homestand. So that was all muscle, just sending it near the deepest part of the yard to the right of center. And you're right, the former Clipper, Greg Allen, he timed his jump perfectly, but he needed an extra 6 inches on that vertical.
Here's a line drive spray to the gap in right center field by Fry. It's down. It bounces up to the wall, and Fry's heading for two. The relay throw, late. Fry's doubled. They nearly were able to turn that relay into an out at second base. It was close. Cut out there on the outfield and then dealt back to the dish. Base tag late. A double following the homer. The Clippers have a runner in scoring position with one out.
He was thinking double right out of the box. Great effort there to stretch that into two bases. Nicely done.
Here's Vermeen out of the ninth spot. That's hit number five for the home team. Righty on righty and a breaking ball outside, ball one.
When was Slugger Field built?
Open in 2000.
So mid-90s Victory Field.
Yep.
Louisville in 2000.
Toledo in 02.
In 02. So the old IL West.
Here's a ground ball on the hold. It's short. Base circles. Gets it even with the bag. Throws the first in time for out number two.
You had three brand new ballparks within a span of about 6 or 7 years. And then it took another 7 years for this place to open. And that's when we really had it made in that division. Four nice ballparks, four good cities.
We enjoyed it for what? About 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was, I don't think there's any doubt, the best division with four teams. In terms of travel, the distance for Columbus, certainly the stadiums, the fans, the way they drew. It was a great, great thing. Still is. Benson the batter. Ball one to him. RBI chance here with two out. Two runs are home. Clippers have a three-run lead in the fourth. 5-2. To Benson. Strike at the knees on the inside edge. A fast one for Beto. Evens things at 1-1. Benson has walked and scored and struck out. He was the one that brought that home run ball back earlier in the series, and Allen had ideas earlier in this inning of doing the same, but the two-run home run by Trenton Brooks just able to sneak over that yellow line to the right of the 400 mark in center field. 1-1. Outside, ball two. Two balls and a strike.
Before Toledo opened their park, you had Ned Skelton Stadium. And in Louisville, They played down at the fairgrounds.
Yes. Cardinal Stadium?
Cardinal Stadium, yep.
Which they also doubled as the football stadium for U of L. There's one bounce to the right side. Charging out to get it, Martin. He'll take it himself for the bag. Three unassisted to end the fourth. Two runs, two hits, one left. The home run by Brooks makes it 5-2 Columbus, headed into the home fourth.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
So the Carolina Panthers remain interested in Baker Mayfield, but at a certain price. It's this simple. Baker Mayfield's getting paid $18 million this year. And you've got Cleveland who continues to want to, no. Listen, we need a certain amount of this contract must be picked up. A certain amount. Cleveland, nobody's going to help you out. You've pissed off the entire league. You've pissed off owners in the league. You've pissed off other general managers in the league. You gave Deshaun Watson a record-setting contract. You've completely reset the market. You've made the NFL look bad because you've made this like nobody's helping out the Cleveland Browns. And for some reason, the only people that don't realize that are the Cleveland Browns.
Two pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe, Jonas Knox. 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
We're the home half of the fourth at Huntington Park. Great weekend to catch the Clippers and Indians. Tomorrow night, 7:05. 4:05 Sunday, there's a football game down the street as well that night. That'll be a big day here in the capital city in this area. Hope you're planning to be a part of it. A lot of festive sports stuff going on. Taylor Davis leading off the home fourth inning from Pinto. Ball one is downstairs. Next offering, righty on righty. And it's in for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Oh, that's my fault, Scott. I'm like, wait a minute. All right, get it together, Andrews. Here's okay. Scott Leo with the fifth
inning. I was going to let you go. I mean,
no, please take it. I've done enough of this.
All right. Well,
thanks, Larry.
You know, the.
But wait a minute. It is the fifth.
Scene in Animal House. You know, he's on a roll. Let him go. I was just going to.
Well, I felt good the last two innings.
You're rolling, man. I didn't want to take it away. You had the hot hand.
My bad, sir.
No worries. I was just.
Still thinking about all these stadiums.
Ground ball hit from Davis towards the middle. Second baseman Freeman will field it and throw him out. Listen, I'm going to let you know a secret. There have been many of nights when Ryan and I are sitting here where we forget to throw it to the other guy and we just keep going. And usually the other one starts grinning and says, hey, let him go.
We were talking about fairs and...
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the state
fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds.
Ed Skelton Stadium in Toledo.
Oh, yeah. Trip down memory lane a little bit. First pitch, a strike here to... Marcano, who gets it started at the top of the order. Now, he bats second in this inning, but he's their leadoff man. He's 0 for 2, has struck out swinging and flied to left. Well, I made a little history today. This is the first time I've ever started in the day in the visiting team city and then made it back to Columbus for a Clippers game that evening. That's what got us talking about fairgrounds, because I was over in the Circle City earlier today.
And I asked you if you saw the Swine Barn next door.
I did. I saw the Swine Barn. They're getting ready for the Indiana State Fair.
Which comes after the Ohio State Fair.
Yes, it does. 2-1 pitch was low. Three balls and a strike here. Nobody on. One away. Top five. 5-2 Columbus after a two spot in the fourth. Breaking ball foul back. My daughter was playing in a exhibition basketball game over at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Bringing a couple of Ohio schools together in the Hoosier State. The WNBA team there does a little thing where you can come in, they bring two teams in, they play, and then they get to eat a meal, and they stay for the professional team's game. And so I was over there watching her play at the fairgrounds. Breaking ball outside. That's ball four, and so the Indianapolis Indians have a one-out base runner here in the top of the fifth.
IUPUI used to play some games there, and they still play the Horizon Men's and Women's Championship there
they
at
do.
The Coliseum.
Yep.
They've got it, by the way, and I've been there a number of times. We've exhibited livestock over there at the Indiana State Fair. You can do that out of state. They've got a phenomenal state fair in the Hoosier State over there.
The preparations were underway today. When I pulled into the parking lot, some of the horse trailers were out there. Some of the folks were getting the rides ready. They have the sky lift, I guess you would call it, where you can ride across and see everything going on at the fair. They had that thing up and moving. And there's a strike to Allen. You and I both started in small town radio where we'd broadcast live from the county fair. And that was always a big deal leading up to the state fair. 0-2 pitch. And Allen swings and drives one deep to right field to the scoreboard and gone. Second hit of the game for the rehabbing Greg Allen. First homer during this stint. And just like that, we are right back to a one-run ball game. It's 5-4. Allen jumps on that pitch from Pinto and lifts it out of here. And so with one out, it's 5-4 Columbus, and Giwei Bay is coming up. My first time doing a live county fair broadcast over in Clark County, Springfield. I was working for a news and talk station, so we carried a lot of syndicated political commentary, and we did local news, and we would break in and just give little updates from what was happening at the fairgrounds. Here's a strike, and I kid you not, there was a gentleman that went walking by and saw the radio station vehicle, which was actually an old ambulance that had been converted to the station vehicle. Tapper back to the mound, coming to get it. Pinto sets his feet and throws to first, and Bay is out. Two away for Adolfo Castro. The guy walked by, had his beverage in hand. Walking with some relatives or friends, whoever it was a group, maybe five or six people, and he sees the radio station vehicle, he looks at it, he looks at me, he looks back at the vehicle, and he yells at the top of his lungs, "Play some Skinner." Breaking ball strike, and it's nothing and one to Castro. I said, "Sir, we're a news and talk station, we don't do that here." He shook his head and kept walking. Pitch in the dirt. It's one ball, one strike to Castro. Five runs, five hits, one error, Columbus with two left aboard. Four runs off of only two hits for Indianapolis. No errors, three left on. There's a strike, and it's 1-2. Aaron Pinto giving up that two-run shot to Allen. He had gone 152 batters faced leading up to July 4th this year without a homer. Then he gave up four homers over nine batters faced. in the week that would follow. And he gives up one here today. Ground ball first. Trenton Brooks picks it up. And he'll take it himself for the putout. And that'll do it for Indy here in the fifth inning. Halfway through regulation innings at the best ballpark in the minors. And the Clippers lead 5-4.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Bottom five. And 5-4, the Columbus lead. Tyler Freeman will lead it off. Freeman's 2-for-2 today, has singled in both plate appearances, first inning and third inning. First pitch is low for a ball. Indianapolis goes to its bullpen. Eric Hanhold is on, 6'5", 210-pound right-hander, 28 years of age, from Bartlett, Tennessee, was a waiver claim from Baltimore. Hanhold. Deals. 2-0 pitches in for a strike. We were talking about heights and weights that get listed on the roster and program. Well, I'm not going to question. 6'5", Eric Hanhold. He looks the part. Tall right-hander. Swing and a fly ball hit to center. This is going to chase Allen back, but he's got room and he'll backpedal and make the catch as he arrives on the warning track. Two down for Will Brennan. Richie Palacios to the plate. One away here in the inning. One down. Freeman fly out to center. Here's a bunt. An attempt. It ends up in the catcher's mitt. It's a one ball, one strike count for Palacios. Now he's 1-for-2. He tripled in the first inning on a ball hit into the right field corner. Here's a ball hit to the left side of the infield. There's nobody there. They were shifting the other way, and so Rodolfo Castro was the only guy on that side of the diamond, and he cannot make the play. So Palacios aboard. Here comes Will Brennan. This time it is Will. Five runs off six hits now for the Clippers. Columbus trying to win for the third straight day against Indy. Runner goes, throw down in time, and safe. Going to the backside of the bag, Palacios gets the call.
Oh, boy. On a close play, I thought they had him. And so did Miguel Perez. The Indianapolis manager is out to argue it. Marcano, the second baseman, was having some words with our umpire. We're back down to a three-man crew. That's Justin Robinson out there who made the call. Jiwei Bae, the shortstop, took the ball and kind of spiked it in anger. Perez going to put up a fight here.
It looked like when Perez got out there, Robinson directly looked at him and said, it was not in time. He did not get him. It was not in time. Very emphatic on the call.
Watching it live, boy, it was close. But Palacios gets the stolen bag. He's in scoring position. The 1-1 pitch. Here's a chopper over to first base. Martin will have it. He'll take it for the second out of the inning. Two away for Arias. If you're listening to tonight's game in your car or truck, remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Pitch in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher. Palacios won't try this one. One and nothing the count. Here's the set. And the pitch. Down low, two and nothing. Tomorrow we go again at 7:05. Sunday will be a 4:05. Third series of the year between these teams, but the first one here in Columbus. The other two were at Victory Field. Pitch misses low, 3-0. The pitch flared towards right field. Marcano backing up on it. He's going to make the catch on the outfield grass, and so Columbus does get a hit. There was a stolen base, a man left. They don't score. We go to the sixth, 5-4 Clippers.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey, Patriots.
Mike.
And Tom here from the new Bob Says Yes, powered by Twins.
This month, we want to help you drive for just 17 cents down.
When you bring us your old ride.
Forget Uncle Sam.
Uncle Mike and Uncle Tom will help you find free them in a nicer, newer car.
For just 17 cents down.
See, we believe everyone deserves a nicer, newer car.
That's why we drafted our For the People credit approval process.
Plus, our solution specialists are the American Dream Team.
They can get almost anyone approved.
So stop driving a car you hate.
Because we want your old ride.
And you can drive a nicer, newer car for just 17 cents down.
But hurry, this dynamite deal won't last long. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom.
You're all American dealers.
For the people.
See all our explosive rides at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com. Powered by Twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 finance. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at Goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Scott's Lawn Care Kid of the Game. In between innings, working with the grounds crew, Bryn is the Scott's Kid of the Game tonight. It's time to get outside. Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard. Nick Michalacek will be the new Columbus pitcher. 2-2 on the year. 286 ERA. Michalacek making appearance number 28. 28 and a third innings, has walked 16, has struck out 28.
The league is batting 188 off of him. Michael Acek, the right-hander. Arm dangling at his side as he gets the sign from Bo Naylor. He deals. Bly Madris, the batter, looks at strike one. Madris, Swaggerty, bends. 5-6-7. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Appeal? He did. Justin Robinson, the umpire at third, brings him up for strike two. A look at the replay. Good call. Madris, he committed. Called third strike. Michael Acek comes right back with off-speed and drops it in. How about that? That was a work of art, those three pitches from Michael Acek. Quick out. And now Travis Swaggerty is coming up. Swaggerty's 0 for 2, has struck out and flied to left. Here's a ball stroke foul to the right field corner. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count, nobody on, one away here in this sixth inning. Michael Acek to the plate. Down and outside for a ball. We will check the major league scores in this inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Welcome to the new Huntington. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chases a fastball up near his eyes. Michael Acek has come in and K'd the first two batters. Cleveland and the Tigers playing tonight. And in Cleveland, it's 5-3 Tigers. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Guards have had plenty of trouble with the Tigers this year as of late. Swing and a miss by Carter Benz on the first pitch. Reds and Cardinals in the Gateway City. It's 2-0 Cincinnati, bottom one. Breaking ball, strike. Might need a bigger lead, though, for that bullpen. O-2 pitch. Breaking ball is outside. Phillies and Marlins, 2-1. Phils in the seventh. Braves leading the Nationals 5-0 at the end of four. Yankees and Red Sox 3-3. They're in the fourth inning in the Bronx. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped to third. Starting in on it, fielding for Mean. Makes the throw. It's a good one. It's on time. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Michael Acek here in the sixth. Middle six in Columbus. Clippers lead Indianapolis 5-4.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bo Naylor set to get it started for the Clippers in the bottom of the sixth.
Just hit it over the fence again.
5-4 Columbus. Here's a ball hit right back up the middle, but they're playing him there. And so that's where the shortstop Bay will field it and throw on for the out. One pitch, one out for Trenton Brooks. Tropicana Field, the site tonight. Orioles leading the Rays 2-1, top five. The Baltimore Orioles are the hottest team on the planet. Maybe the first time in almost two decades I've said that on a broadcast. Trenton Brooks looks at a first pitch strike. Mariners and Rangers, no score after two. A's and Astros also scoreless. Just getting started in Houston. A one pitch fouled. It's nothing and two to Brooks. Twins and White Sox, 2-2 at the end of one. And coming up, Pirates at Rockies, Dodgers at Angels. Diamondbacks at Padres. Brewers are out west against the Giants. One game postponed, rained out. The Mets and Cubs at Wrigley. We haven't had any rain here. As I was leaving the Circle City this afternoon, it had just started to rain a little bit in central Indiana. So that must be what washed out the Cubs today. Same stuff. 1-2 the count. The pitch. Well high. 2-2. Brooks looking for his second hit of the game. His other one, a homer. Chopper to the left side of the diamond. It'll be the third baseman, Castro, playing where the shortstop normally is, and he'll throw out Brooks. Two down for David Fry. Fry hitting 260, 13 homers, 52 runs batted in, looks at a pitch inside for a ball. Struck out in the second, but doubled in the fourth. Clippers have out-hit Indy 6-2. Each team has left three runners stranded. 1-0 breaking ball is inside, 2-0. Pitch. Popped it up, foul. That'll get back and out of play. Handhold deals. Line shot towards the middle, but a soft liner, and that's where G-Way Bay, the shortstop, gloves it for the third out. So the Clippers go quietly. We go to the seventh. Matt Andrews is back with the call. It's 5-4 Clippers.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we? We say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill, hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning here at Huntington Park. Clippers have a one-run lead. 5-4, they lead Indianapolis. Michael Lechek, second inning of relief work. He worked a 1-2-3-6. Mason Martin to start the seventh. Righty versus left-hand hitter. First pitch, breaking ball outside, ball one. Martin is 0-2, is struck out and grounded to short. Martin, Davis, and then to the top of the batting order here in the seventh. A breaking ball stays off the plate. Two-run home run in the fifth inning from Greg Allen has made it a 5-4 Clippers lead. Michael Lechek sets and throws. Swing and a miss. Took something off there, and Martin on the cut was fooled. The pitch. That's low. Ball three. 3-1. Outfield playing Martin deep into Pullet. The pitch is a check swing foul right at the dish. Excuse me, contact there. Martin didn't mean to swing, but made contact with it and a full count.
Throw that one over here.
Payoff pitch here to start the seventh. Michael Lechek ready from the belt. Here it comes. And strike three called. Got it on the outside edge, a breaking pitch. And Martin, a spectator there for the first out. And third K for Michael Lechek.
Catcher number 12, Taylor Davis.
Taylor Davis is nothing out of two. He's grounded out. He struck out his first time up. Right-hand batter. And the first pitch, a curve, swung on and missed. Strike one. Indy two in the first, added two more in the fifth. The Clippers got three in the first and two in the fourth. For the one-run lead. Fastball there. Swung on a miss. And Michael Lechek toying with Davis. Quickly ahead 0-2. Back to the plate. See you later. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. Tailed away to the righty. Two out. Morning, afternoon, and evening there.
7-8-5.
Tucapita Mercado, the batter now. He's walked and scored, nothing out of two officially. Righty to lefty, and it's in there for strike one. From the stretch, with nobody on base, Michael Lechek works, and a foul ball by Mercado out of play to the left. No balls, two strikes. Two strikes, two out, here it comes. It's downstairs, a ball from Michael Lechek. Clippers' pen is quiet. 5-4 Columbus. Two outs here in the inning. The pitch. Breaking ball downstairs. 2-2 on Marcano. Greg Allen on deck. Last time up, he clubbed the two-run home run to pull the Indians within one. Here's a fly ball to the left field. Palacio sprinting in towards the line, crosses the foul ground to make the running catch near the Indy bullpen. Upright this time. At the stretch, 5-4 Columbus, leading Indianapolis.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Finishing the stretch here in the middle of the seventh at Huntington Park. Columbus with a one-run lead, 5-4. Indianapolis to the bullpen. Austin Bryce is their third pitcher of the night. Can't hold the reliever. Two innings, a hit, no runs. No walks or strikeouts. And here's Bryce. Wearing the single digit six on his red jersey top. Jose Fermin will lead off the home seventh. Clippers have out hit Indy 6-2 with a one run lead. Each team has stranded three men. Bryce from the stretch, the pitch to Fermin. He shortens up the bunt and takes it high, ball one. Bryce, two up, two down with an ERA of just over three. His 25th relief appearance from the stretch, the 1-0. And Fermin swings and drives it to right field deep, but slicing foul and out of play. Anthony Castro, the right-hander warming in the Columbus pen. Beto went four innings, a stunner for the Tribe. The pitch is a called strike on the outside edge. A fastball there, 1-2. Handhold two, and now Bryce. For Columbus, Adam Scott, three innings. Pinto, two. Michael Acek, an overpowering couple. Here's a slider in the air. Center field towards left center. Allen on the run, and the center fielder will haul it down in the alley and left center for out number one. Will Benson has walked and scored, nothing out of two officially. 5-for-14, couple of homers in this series. The league leader in runs, on base percentage, and walks. Shortens up the bunt, takes it low, ball one. Shift onto the right side for Indy defensively. Castro at third plays a shallow 5.5 spot, if you will, more towards third than the shortstop spot. Ball one pitch. Fouled off the foot of the plate. Benson down in some pain. Pops it up. Walks it off. He's got that right shin guard on. The count's 1-1. He's homered in back-to-back games. That one, he cracked right off the insole of the right foot. Says he's all right and strolls around the dish. One count. Bryce to the plate. Swing and a miss on a high heater at 95. And the count's a ball, two strikes. The wave moving around Huntington Park. Bless their hearts. 2-2. Brad and I had this conversation. I think it was last Friday night.
Yeah. Talked about it numerous times.
I'm sure you have. With one out, the 2-2. Benson swings, got a good cut. Healthy swing there to foul it back. Got a fastball, still 2-2.
Now, there is a built-in excuse. It's Irish Heritage Night. So if my fellow Irish have been hitting it hard, you might start doing the wave.
Well, I look forward to you standing up the next time it goes around. The 2-2 is cracked to right for a base hit. Over to right center where Madris was playing a little bit that way. Goes over and digs it out. Good at bat there for Benson with a line drive base hit.
Now in the second baseman, number one, Tyler Freeman.
Tyler Freeman, one on, one away. Freeman two out of three with the run scored. Seventh hit for Columbus. A knock there by Benson, who will draw the lead. Martin at first holding him on. Bryce sets and comes to Freeman. Righty to righty. First pitch runner going, and he drilled him. Got hit in the top of the backside above the number one, and that's the 17th hit batsman on the year. Taken by Freeman, which leads the circuit. And it was with Benson running. Clippers have two on with one out. Richie Palacios drove in a pair with a triple in the first. He's 2-for-3, had an infield base hit in the fifth. Chance for the Clippers to add some big insurance here in the seventh. And he has to bail away in the left-hand batter's box. First pitch fastball rolled way in on him, ball one. Vermeen's fly to center. A Benson knocked to right center. And Freeman plunked the pitch. Takes a strike, had to turn away from that one, but it caught the inner corner. Another heater that time from Bryce. And it's 1-1. Guys coming out of the bullpen throwing mid-90s. And it's 1-1. Palacio swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Another high heater there. Will Brennan waiting on deck. Infield. At double play depth, Castro at third is wide of the bag, but the shortstop Bay cheats up the middle. To Palacios, the 1-2. The runners break it. The ground ball left side of the hole. Shortstop backhands, throws to third, safe. He tried to come back in behind the runner. And Benson, or rather Brennan, beg your pardon, along with Freeman moving on the play. Pretty heads up there by Bay to get it in the shortstop spot and throw it to third behind the lead runner. Now it's Brennan with the bases full. Yeah, Benson got a little fortunate there, but did not stray too far. Infield base hit, I would think. You could also go fielder's choice that way, but that clearly was going to be a tough play in the hole. They're loaded up for Brennan. When the first pitch swings and misses, strike one.
How big would this be if the Clippers could tack on multiple runs here in the seventh in what is right now just a one-run game?
Brennan's 0 for 3, has an RBI. The pitch of the lefty up and outside, 1-1. It would be big, Scott, to answer that question. Three on, one away, up a run. And right now, Bryce back against the wall as the nighttime sunsets here in Columbus. The pitch is way high, 2-1. It's almost become an overcast, cloudy evening here with some daylight slither left. The outfield straight away. The infield stays a double play depth with one out. To Brennan. Swinging a foul left side on a fastball there from Bryce at 95 to even things at 2-2. Arias waiting on deck. 3 on, 1 out. 2-2 and time called as Davis jogs quickly out to the hill. A word with Bryce. Base is loaded. Bryce turns around. He uses the glove to shield his face. Pops the brow and steps back on. Left-hander warming in the Tribe bullpen. A 2-2 count. Brennan waiting. And Bryce back to the plate. And Brennan swings away and drives to the right field. Down the line into the corner. Fair! And off the base of the 22-foot high wall. Two-run score. They'll hold the trail runner, Palacios, to two-run double for Brennan. Off the wall, down the line and right. The Clippers lead it by 3 here in the seventh.
Big-time clutch hitting. And over these last few days, the Clippers have had a big inning that has helped separate them. Yesterday, it was a 5-run inning. They took a 2-0 game and blew it wide open. They ended up winning it by that 7-0 final. Today here, it's 2 runs in the seventh that make it a 3-run game. And oh, by the way, there's still only 1 out.
7-4 Columbus. The infield coming in as Arias steps in for the right side. Runners at second and third. And the first pitch fastball is fouled back to the screen. Strike one. And Arias there had a pitch to hit. Brennan, a critical 2-run double. He's at second. The lead runner over at third base, Palacios. Slider, he appeared to go on the check swing. Yes, he did swing. And it's quickly nothing and two on the cut there from Arias. He tried to hold up, but that breaking ball he committed on. Down 2 strikes in the count. Infield in, outfield around to right. To Arias. Slider way outside. Ball to 2 strikes. Trying to nibble away and keep it way out of the zone for Arias. Bo Naylor waiting on deck. Clippers lead by 3 as they hit in the seventh. The set and the pitch. Breaking ball again outside. 2-2. Sweeping curve. Well into the left-hand batter's box. The set and the 2-2. Arias swings away and fouls it out of play behind the plate. Came off the rooftop and back on down below. A to the infield end. Castro at third hugs the line. Arias waiting, and the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball just off the plate, outside, full count. Three and two on Gabriel Arias, two runs home in the inning, with one out, the payoff, a swing and a topper foul right behind the plate, got a curveball again that time. Able to bound it up behind the dish. Palacios is at third. Brennan's out at second base. One out in the inning. A 3-2 count. Again, the payoff from Bryce to Arias. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Went up the ladder with a fastball and blew it by him. Struck him out for the second out of the inning.
Number 12, Bo Naylor
will try to follow up the two-run double of Brennan's following the strikeout. By the way, Brennan now has knocked in three, and we're going to have a pitching change, it looks like. Left-hander's been warming in the bullpen. Miguel Perez, the skipper, hits the hill and signals for a new pitcher. So we'll have a pitching change. 7-4, Columbus leads Indy. We'll break, come back with more in just a moment.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Eric Stouts, the left-hander that's been summoned from the Indianapolis bullpen. Stout relieves Austin Bryce, who goes two-thirds of an inning. His line's still incomplete. The runner's on his responsibility. But Stout, the left-hander, to face Bo Naylor, a left-hand batter. With Clippers at second and third, two runs home in the inning, two out. Stout just joined this Indianapolis team wearing number 19. Bo Naylor is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Great shot of the in-house. The shot from downtown in Columbus, where it's become a gothic looking like evening. Stout to Naylor, second and third, two out. The first pitch breaking ball is outside, ball one. Seven runs, Columbus, nine hits. Looking for one more big one here in this seventh. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball away. Stout able to send it by Naylor. It's 1-1. Trenton Brooks waiting on deck. Naylor with an open stance from the left side waiting, and Stout back. And it's wide. Two balls and a strike. Lefty on lefty here. Obviously the infield with two outs is back in normal depth. Shortstop Bay plays up the middle. Stout to Naylor with a 2-1 pitch. High and inside, ball three. A We'll get the lefty Brooks next for the left-handed pitcher. Nobody warming in the Tribe bullpen right now. 3-1. Nader swings away and drives one to right field. Hit back to the wall. And the ball is going to go off the top of the wall. Two more runs score. And it'll be a long single for Bo Nader. The Clippers added the lead. It's 9-4.
Couple of really clutch swings of the bat from this Columbus lineup in this inning. And it comes against a couple of different pitchers in different scenarios, but that's what we were talking about. These last few days when the Clippers have been beating Indianapolis, they've found a way to put together one big inning along the way, and they've done it here tonight.
Those runs charged to Bryce. He gives up four in the inning. Two-run single for Bo Nader on a 3-1 pitch. Three-quarters of the way up the Pedialyte porch and right. First pitch called strike to Brooks. But a four-run seventh, the Clippers have a five-run lead now at 9-4. Lefty on lefty, Stout back to Brooks. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Well, as you know, Scott, at this level, this guy brought in for a lefty-lefty situation purpose. And a tip of the cap to Naylor for, as you said, having a clutch quality at-bat here, as the Clippers have done in this inning multiple times. The pitch is outside. But that lefty's job right there was to get that man out. Nader comes through for the home team. The 1-2 to Brooks. From first, the runner moves. The pitch high and inside. The throw down, not in time. Solo base. Nader gets the bag on the throwdown from Davis. It bounced in there short of the bag. And a 2-2 count on Brooks. Shortstop Bay couldn't quite hold it. And Brooks with two out, waiting on a 2-2. Stout steps off. Now he's ready, and the 2-2 pitch. Brooks takes it outside. Ball three. Well, it was 3-1 when Nader singled off the wall and right. It's now 3-2 on Brooks. With Nader at second. And the payoff pitch with two out. Low, ball four. So another lefty-lefty matchup goes the way of the batter. And the Clippers would have hit around here in the seventh. This is the ninth man to bat. Brooks down to first base. Nader at second. David Fry, the ninth man to hit. Fry for the right side. Looks at a strike on a breaking pitch from the southpaw. Fry in the game, one out of three. Doubled back in the fourth. The pitch. Take it for strike two. That one on the inside edge from the lefty and makes it 0-2. Now the two-strike pitch, a curveball and a bouncing ball rolled to short. Mayo field go the short way to second. The force out will end the inning. The Clippers hit around and score four times on four hits. Brew 7, Clippers 9, Indy 4.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. Call me at 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Let us be your source for the hottest thing in jewelry, lab-grown diamonds. What is a lab-grown diamond, you ask? A lab-grown diamond has the same physical and chemical properties as a natural earth-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are real diamonds that last forever. forever, but are approximately 40 to 50% less in price than earth-grown diamonds. Let our 55 years of business in Central Ohio show you the difference between lab-grown and earth-grown diamonds and experience Myers Jewelers.
At Climate Heating and Cooling, we do one thing, provide the solution for the heating and cooling issue. I'm Ken Perry, owner of Climate Heating and Cooling. Most HVAC companies focus on the sale, not the fix. Choose Climate Heating and Cooling where we fix it first. ClimateColumbus.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Through seven, nine runs, 10 hits, an error, Columbus, four runs, just two hits for Indianapolis. Clippers with a four-run seventh inning to bust it open, lead by five as we go to the eighth. Anthony Castro is the new Columbus pitcher. 27-year-old Venezuelan acquired in a trade with Toronto. 6'2", 185. Relieves Michael Lechek, who went two dominant innings and struck out four. Castro will get Greg Allen to open up this eighth inning. Allen has homered. It was a two-run shot out of here in the fifth. Two out of three. Left-hand batter taps the plate. The rehabber stepping in. Castro, the big lanky right-hander, sets. And the first pitch of the eighth. And it's taken for a strike at the knees at 96. That fastball, strike one. Castro's 0-1. Grounded hard right of the mound and up the middle into center field. A base hit for Allen. Fielded there by Benson, who wheels it back in. Lead off not for Indianapolis and Greg Allen. Here's Bay, the left-handed batter. Out of this three spot, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run score. Allen off first base, short lead. Castro from the stretch. First pitch, Bay takes outside, ball one. Just shy of 10,000 here tonight, 9,373. Another very nice crowd on this Friday night in the Arena District. Clippers and Indianapolis. Columbus looking to go to 3-1 in the series, and they're up 5 in the 8th. Castro misses up and away, 2-0 from big number 65. To Bay, way inside, and that one to the backstop off the glove of the catcher. Nader into the screen, and jackknifing out of the way was Bay, and the runner will get second base. Wow. Get another look at this. Pitch to the left-handed batter was inside. He went bouncing back and out of the way, and the ball went past Nader to the backstop, allowing Marcano to get to second. Now the 3-0 to Bay. And he didn't come close, missing way outside, ball four. Single and now a walk to start the eighth from Castro.
Indianapolis has had base runners, but they've only had three hits. And last night, or yesterday afternoon, I guess, when the Clippers were shutout winners, Indy only managed four hits in that game. So after winning the series opener, this Indy lineup has gone pretty quiet. Give the Clippers pitching staff a lot of credit. Starting pitching yesterday, and today it's been bullpen as well.
Here's Castro, the left-handed batter, takes the first pitch for a called strike.
Michael Lechek was great, and so if you're Castro, you don't have to do a ton here. Just throw strikes and let your defense do the rest. It's a five-run game.
Castro, nothing out of two, is walk. Infield ready to roll a ground ball. The outfield pretty much straight away. Righty to right to a lefty. Castro to Castro, and it's inside. 1-1. Madris on deck, the pitch. At the knees, called strike on the outside edge. And Castro now with a count advantage of 1-2. Castro checks second and comes to the plate with a 1-2. Fastball outside, 2-2. The pitch. Castro checks on a breaking ball down. He did go, according to the field umpire. Justin Robinson rings him up from out behind the mound towards second base. Indianapolis' Miguel Perez not happy with that. It's a tough call for the umpire to make on a check swing when he's not down at third there. Tucked out behind the mound near second, but he ruled he swung. One out. Here's Madris, left-handed batter. First and second, one away. Castro, the right-hander, to the plate. Swing on, lined back behind short, going up for it. Azarias, he couldn't get it. It's off his glove and triples into short left. Palacios comes in to play it. Pretty good effort there from Marius, trying to time it, breaking back. But it just wasn't there for him, and that'll load the bases. A one-out bloop single over short.
Just out of his reach.
Allen goes to third. Bays up to second. And Madris is over at first base. Swaggerty with the bases loaded. And Indy can get right back in it here down five. Three on, one out. To the lefty. The pitch from Castro is in for a strike. Strike one called. Swaggerty's 0 for 3. In between a couple of strikeouts, he fouled out to Palacios on a great sliding grab and foul ground and left. The pitch is swung on and missed. Breaking ball down at his ankles. He went fishing for 1-0-2. Runners at every base. Swaggerty down, 2. Castro back. And that bounces in there, goes high behind the plate. A flip back to the pitcher, not in time. Nader tried to pitch it back to Castro, but sprinting in on that wild pitch from third, Allen, to make it 9-5. Everybody moves up. Runners at second and third now after that run scores on the wild pitch. That one bounded high over Nader, short behind the plate, and he flipped it back about 2 steps too late to Castro. Otherwise, they would have had to play at the dish. The 1-2 to Swaggerty. Swing! He didn't get it. Struck him out. Fastball at 95 for out number two. So with Bay at third and Madris at second, 2 outs in the inning, and here's Connor Benz, 0 for 3 in the game. Scrounded to third twice, he struck out. Clippers lead 9-5. Scott mentioned it, but 5 runs for Indy on 4 hits. They've left three men on base. Ben's 0 for the series and 0 for the night. Righty to righty here. First pitch. Strike. No, it's inside. I beg your pardon. Breaking ball, ball one. So tonight he's 0 for 3. In the series, he's nothing out of 15. Castro sets for the 1-0. Here's the pitch. And there's a swing and a drive to left field. That's going to get down for a hit and score a pair. First hit of the series is going to be a two-run doubled into second. Ben's sliding feet first. It's 9-7. Tying run will come to the plate. Two-run doubled for Ben's. Just kind of flared it along the line and left and drops it in there. Placed it where no one was. In a three-run Indianapolis eighth inning. And here's Mason Martin. He's the tying run. 0 for 3 tonight. Left-handed batter. Bends at second to lead the pitch. First one outside. 1-0. Mason Martin, 1 for 13 in this series. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Called a strike. So the four-run Columbus seventh proves to be the difference right now. That after a three-run eighth inning for Indianapolis. They're still batting. The 1-1. At the knees, striking a fastball to the outer corner. And it's a ball, two strikes. One and two the count. That was a fastball at 95 from Castro, who tries to solve Martin here. With two outs, the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. See if Castro comes back with a heater. Davis on deck. Martin, the seventh man to bat of the inning. Castro's 2-2. Off speed, outside, full count. You don't want to put Martin on to get the go-ahead run up there here in this eighth inning. It's a 3-2 count. Castro trying to solve Martin, who calls time. A ball gets out of the bullpen, it looks like, off the Columbus right field line, and thus time necessitated. Castro hunched in, now straightens and has the sign for 3-2. Payoff pitch to Martin on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, came back in with a breaking ball. Three runs for Indy. And as we head to the home eighth, it's 9-7 Columbus.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere.
No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Dave Vermeen will lead off the Columbus eighth inning. Turned into an offensive, a little bit of a wild night. 9-7, Columbus the lead. They've out hit them 10-5. Stout's first pitch of the eighth. Vermeen drives it to foul right side out of play for strike one. Stout came on in the seventh inning, gave up a hit to Naylor, walked Brooks, got the final two outs. Ball to strike, the count on Vermeen, who in this game is 0-3. He's the leadoff man. Clippers looking to add to a two-run cushion. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a called strike at the letters. 1-2. Clippers have a right-hander up in the bullpen. That one's outside. Off-speed delivery, 78 miles per hour there. 2-2 the count from Stout. To Vermeen. Jammed him that time, and he rolls it foul. Third base, Indianapolis dug outside. 2-2. Vermeen's hitting streak very modest at 3 in jeopardy here. The pitch is down and in, full count. Clipper third baseman leading off the frame, a full count. Stout's payoff pitch, Vermeen on a curve, fouls it back of the netting near the on-deck circle.
Hi, baby.
First base side, the count's still 3-2. Benson on deck. Payoff to Vermeen. Breaking ball, bounce down the line, foul at third base. Vermeen battling. Count holds, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Three-two pitch. Vermeen swings it again, rolls it foul. This time up again, the line at third base. Souvenir. Out steps on, looks in, has a sign, the payoff again, a breaking ball this time, rolled to fair ground at third, charging with a backhand try, Castro couldn't make the play, that'll be a base hit. He got it in fair ground that time, and Vermeen able to dribble it up the line and force Castro to come on, an all or nothing barehand try, and he left it on the ground. Base hit. Infield knock, and here's Benson, top of the order. Benson 1-for-3, single to score to the seventh, has scored twice, has also walked. First pitch, misses away, ball one. Lefty on lefty here. Nobody warming in the Tribe pen. Nobody out. Vermeen leads in the pitch, a breaking ball to Anthony, strike on the outside corner. Called there to Benson to make the count 1-1. Three infielders, right side of the infield here for Benson. The pitch to the lefty in there. Strike two call. Off the outer corner, 1-2. Castro, the lone man on the left side. And now Bay, the shortstop, goes from the right of second just to the left of second. 1-2 count to Benson. Swing and a miss. He tipped it into the mitt of Davis. Just got a piece, but it's held on to for a strikeout on the first out of the inning. One on, one out. Nice job there by Stout to get the lefty. Now we'll get the right hand batting Freeman. Freeman hit by pitch in the seventh, has scored twice in this game, 2 out of 3. The first pitch, he swings and drives it foul to right, now to play, strike one. Freeman's had a good series, 5 hits, 15 times up. Infield a double play, depth with one out, the pitch. It's upstairs, ball to strike. Outfield playing Freeman a tad towards right. Vermeen at first base. Let's see if they have something in mind with him there. But you've got the lefty Stout checking him now and pitching and missing inside. 2-1. Throw to first base, checking for Meen, who's back standing up. 9-7, Clippers, 8th inning, home half. Freeman and company looking to add to it. The pitch. Breaking ball at the knee, strike call, 2-2. Vermeen, the short lead, the 2-2 pitch, swung on, fly ball left, but right in the tracks of Swaggerty, who's got it for out number two. Vermeen retraces to first base. Palacios is the two-out hitter. Richie tripled in 2 in the first, flied out in the third, infield hit in the fifth, infield hit and a run scored in the seventh. Lefty to lefty here. Palacio swings and drives one to right field. Hit it well, and that ball is going to bounce to the wall. Palacios to second, the lead runner coming around third. Vermeen coming to the plate, the throw home, and he's tagged out. Nice job by Davis to reach up the line at third and tag him coming by. They tried to score an insurance run on it successfully. And as we head to the ninth inning, Scott will have the final frame. The Clippers maintain their two-run lead, 9-7.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
And now,
the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Washington Post on Friday had a big headline that said NFL will argue for significant suspension for Deshaun Watson. I don't know what significant means. And I don't know the last time significant was ever used in somebody being suspended. Is it like DeAndre Hopkins? Did he get a significant suspension or just a suspension? A significant one feels like maybe the season. But if you're the Cleveland Browns, you had to play this out in your mind. Worst case scenario, best case scenario. Are we looking at 4 games best case, a year worst case? And maybe, you know, that's where you start. And now you have a new collective bargaining agreement and the commissioner does not make the ruling. But when it's appealed, it goes to the commissioner.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
copyrighted broadcast, a presentation of the Columbus Clippers, may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of the Clippers. All rights are reserved. Thanks so much for tuning in. Alongside Matt Andrews, I'm Scott Leo. It is the 10th inning. Just kidding. It's the 9th, and the Clippers are three outs away from a victory. If you joined us in the 5th, we were off an inning then, too. First pitch of ball to Taylor Davis. Davis leads it off in a two-run ball game. The 9-hitter takes inside for a ball. The Clippers pitcher is Jake Jewell, making his 30th appearance, tied for tops on the team. 6'2", 215-pound right-hander from Norman, Oklahoma. He deals the 2-0 pitch, and that is low. So it's 3-0. Clippers have out-hit Indy 12-5. 3-0 pitch is low, ball four, and Jewell walks the first batter he faces, walking the 9-hitter. So the tying run comes to the plate, and it's Marcano. Tucapita Marcano, 22-year-old lefty batting infielder. First pitch to him is a ball, and so that is 5 pitches for Jewell, all of them out of the strike zone. Here it comes. Misses again outside. Uh-oh. Jewell, the 2-0 pitch. Strike on the outside part of the plate. We'll take a look at this date in Clippers history. It's brought to you by MILB-TV. The Guardians' future is right here at Huntington Park, and you can watch every game home and away on MILB-TV. Use the promo code CLIPPERS at checkout, and you'll save $10. Called strike, 2-2 the count. Marcano didn't like that call as he stepped away from the box momentarily, and Jewell may be finding his mojo. 2-2 in the dirt, full count. This date in Clippers history, July 15th, we go back to 2004. The only AAA All-Star game ever to go into extra innings. Bud Selig wasn't there to call it a tie, so they kept playing. Andy Phillips hammered a walk-off homer with two outs in the 10th inning at McCoy Stadium to give the International League the win. 3-2 pitches away for ball four, and that is back-to-back walks for Jewell. And the go-ahead run is coming to the plate, but the catcher, Bo Naylor, is going to the mound to have a word with Jewell. 4-3 International League victory that day, July 15th, over the Pacific Coast League. Andy Phillips hit .318 with 26 homers that year, had 85 runs batted in. That was enough to name him the Clipper of the Year. His 59 career home runs is 6th best in franchise history. As the plate umpire, Metz, was going to go out and break up the meeting, Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach, came out. So now we've got a full-fledged conference here. The entire infield, pitcher, catcher, and pitching coach all talking it over. Not a lot of back and forth, though. Looked like Beltran was doing all the talking, and Jewell was nodding his head. A couple of the Clippers infielders seemed to be nodding as well. So whatever the pitching coach was saying, they were buying in. Let's see how Jake Jewell fares against Greg Allen, who hit a two-run homer back in the 5th inning tonight. He represents the go-ahead run here. Jewell deals. First pitch fouled off the end of the bat, nothing and one. Boy, these are the kind of games where Clippers have led almost the entire night. Looked like they maybe put this thing away with 4 runs in the 7th, and all of a sudden, Indy comes back with three in the eighth, and now they're threatening in the ninth, and it's far from over at the moment. Pitch is high, goes off the catcher's mitt, and both runners move up.
Oh, boy.
It was upstairs, I'm guessing wild pitch, although Naylor got a piece of it when he raised that mitt up. He was just late reacting. Jake Jewell having some command issues here tonight. A guy with a 3 ERA, only 12 walks, 38 strikeouts over 36 innings. The league has batted only 193 off of Jewell this year. And yet, second and third, nobody out here in the ninth inning. Jewell deals, and that's a strike, fastball at the knees. 93 miles per hour. It's one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Just low, not by much. Davis off the bag at third. Marcano from second, and here's the pitch. Ground ball, slow roller, right up the first baseline. It's a foul ball. Would have been an easy out for Brooks, who picked it up and stepped on the bag. A run would have scored. So maybe Allen catches a break here, gets another chance for a big hit. Jewell has only thrown five strikes in his first 15 pitches. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. How about that?
It's the out he needed.
That's even better than that slow rolling ground ball to first. One away for Jiwei Bay. Bay in this game has walked twice, flied to left, and bounced one back to the mound. So officially 0 for 2. He's a 300 hitter on the year. I was curious to see if there was any thought from the Columbus dugout about putting him on and setting up a double play. But remember, he's the go-ahead run. And a swing and a miss on the first pitch from Jewell is a good sign for the Clippers. And the cleanup man, by the way, is on deck, Rodolfo Castro. A one pitch, swing and a miss. We've seen, if you've seen any Chicago White Sox games this year, Tony La Russa has done some, shall we say, unusual maneuvering when it comes to late innings and intentional walks and trying to play what I guess he thinks are the right odds, and it doesn't seem like they work very much. Here's a pitch in the dirt, 1-2 the count.
That sounds like Tony La Russa.
So I don't know if Andy Tracy has a what would Tony La Russa do chart down there to decide in this situation, but
Jewell made Bay look silly on the first two offerings.
Yeah, that's a really good sign for Jewell as a little bit of rain starts to fall, a little drizzle now. Breaking ball swung on, fouled away. It's a very light drizzle, not even enough to move most of this 9,000 plus from their seats. Now, Jake Jewell starting to look like the guy we've seen pitch all year. Sets at the belt and deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss. There it is. Breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts. And Jewell and the Clippers are one out away.
Just trying to do it the hard way here. That's all right. Just as long as you get it done.
Rodolfo Castro could give Indianapolis the lead with a homer. Indy led 2-0 tonight after half an inning. But the Clip Show scored 3 in the bottom of the first and have led ever since. Jewell ready and pitches. This one's high. It's going to be off the catcher's mitt. Starting home was Davis, and then he slams on the brakes. As Naylor runs it down behind home plate. Second time that's happened on a high pitch.
Yeah, and it's almost like he thought it was in the glove and, oh, wait, no, it's right behind me. And he went back to get it. So luckily no advancement, but Indy wasn't going to take a chance there either.
Yeah, can't end the game on that. So they think better of it and leave the runners where they are. Here's a 1-0 pitch. It's fouled by Castro. Make it one ball, one strike. Columbus Clippers trying to win their third in a row in this series after losing the lid lifter on Tuesday. Davis at third. Marcano at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball strike. Now Jules got the feel for that secondary pitch, and it's changed everything. Crowd here making some noise now. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ring your bells because it's three in a row for the Columbus Clippers. Tonight they hold on in dramatic fashion with the tying run standing at second base. Jake Jewell slams the door shut and Columbus defeats Indianapolis 9-7.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app.
Welcome.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
It's a winning night for Andy Tracy's Clippers here at Huntington Park. They defeat Indianapolis by the final of 9-7. Three straight wins for Columbus in this series. That came on the heels of a stretch where the Clippers had lost six of their last seven. Scott Leo, Matt Andrews back with you. And Matt, this was a game where Columbus, after trailing early 2-0, led almost the entire night. Indy scored three in the eighth, and they were threatening in the ninth. Thank goodness Jake Jewell found that command of the secondary pitch there late in the game, because he was able to strike out three in a row and save the day.
Yeah, it was a weird game, Scott. I mean, it turned into be a slugfest. 9-7, as you said, there was scoring early. There was some dramatic add-ons late. Both teams really battled in the late stages. Clippers get their 50th win, and Jewell found it there in the ninth inning. But as the rain started to fall late, it got rather interesting, and all in all, the Clippers still within a couple, two, three games, depending on what happens tonight with Memphis and Nashville, but they're still right in the thick of this thing for the All-Star break.
We didn't know it was going to be the Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game, but the Clippers led 5-4 going into the bottom of the seventh. They got one two-run hit. They got a second two-run hit. That second came from Clippers catcher Bo Naylor, who tonight finishes two RBIs and raises his batting average to .313.
3-1. Naylor swings away and drives one to right field. Hit back to the wall. That ball is going to go off the top of the wall. Two more runs score. And it'll be a long single for Bo Naylor. And the Clippers added the lead. It's 9-4.
At the moment, it seemed like maybe unnecessary insurance, but as it turns out, they needed every bit of it when Indy scored three times in the eighth, and then Jewell was finally able to finish it off in the ninth inning. 2 hours and 44 minutes, 9,373, and the Clippers do reach 50 wins. Matt, great job as always. See you back here tomorrow night.
Thanks, Scott. Same to you.
All right, for our producer, Tracy Watson, this is Scott Leo for Matt Andrews saying thanks so much for listening. Clippers 9, Indianapolis 7. Good night from Huntington Park.